Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Well, here we are. Well, holy God, would you look at us here again?
Holy God, now there you are.
Come here, the old heat wave.
Yeah.
That we're getting, but not sort of really getting,
yeah,
and
come here.
Still waiting for and all.
Yeah.
Are you suffering from it at all now?
I'm getting annoyed now. I'm getting tick over it. I am. I'm getting tick over it. 2 years of wonderful summers during COVID where you couldn't do fuck all anywhere. You weren't allowed to do anything and the sun was splitting the stones. It was wonderful. Mm. Absolutely wonderful. And now it's this weird sort of willy tease of a summer because where you've got our newsman Dan going on every single day going, and the weather is going to be 23 degrees across bright sunshine. Make sure and put sun lotion on your dog's ears or whatever it is he'd be saying. And it's getting warmer. It's getting warmer, but there's the amount of sunshine is brutal. Yeah, we're not getting sunned.
I have to say, when I asked that question, I wasn't quite anticipating that.
Oh yeah,
that particular response.
Oh yeah,
because I was wondering whether it was that sort of like, because I know you're a man who gets you know, you get affected by temperature differentials. You know what I mean? Like, for example,
you're
a man who's spoken regularly about Mickey Soup, you know, the old sweatiness that would happen in the nether regions.
Which I hate, yeah.
And all that sort of stuff. And the clamminess. But you're not somebody who suffers from the not being able to sleep or anything.
No, not really, no. Not so much, no.
Yeah. Now, you like the heat, but not too much heat.
Not too much heat, no. Yeah.
And you certainly never go as far as putting heating on when it's not necessary, obviously.
Oh, no, Jesus, no. I'd wrap myself and three duvets and put on a jacket. You know how much it costs? Heat the house for just me.
So it's kind of, you know, there's a very, very, very small feckin' sweet spot for you, really, isn't there?
I know, yeah, but hold on, I'm grumpy about it for re. You're all right, you bollocks. You're heading off to the sun in August. You're there, no matter what happens, you get 2 weeks of time because you found someone in life to tolerate your bullshit, whereas I haven't. So I'm walking around. I have to go off to. I've nowhere to bleed and go. Like, if it's not nice here, then that's it, you know.
Can you not do dog friendly holidays?
I mean, what, take the dogs?
Yeah.
That's like going on holidays with kids.
Oh, that'd be the worst thing, wouldn't it? I mean, because if the dogs could talk, they'd be going, what? You're trying to bring me to bleeding Spain?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen the four of me?
Yeah, are you joking? You can take your clothes off me. Yeah, I wouldn't know what to. Then you can't really go out or whatever. Anyway, having a pint with a dog, I've done it. I'll be honest with you.
They're not great conversationalists.
I never felt lonely with a dog until I was sitting in a bar. And then, like, no shit, I was in town, I went for a pint with the dog. And I went to Street 66, which is an amazing pub. And they're really dog friendly to the point that they actually stock dog beer. So non-alcoholic chicken flavoured dog beer.
Yeah.
And they poured out the bottle into a bowl and they give it to the dog. And the dog lapped it up in 5 seconds. And I just take a sup of me pint. And then I'm just sitting there and the dog's like, are you right? You're going to, oh, fuck. And Ellie's having another one. Jesus Christ. You know,
the dog turns into like sort of the it's sort of like the representative of that person in the relationship.
Yeah,
where that's going. Oh, he's always like that. This is him all over. I'm having another one.
Yeah.
I finished mine. I'm ready to go.
That's
I want to go and live my life. But no, look at him.
Yeah.
Sitting in the pub all day.
We'll go for a pint. He says, a pint. I finished my bowl. And there's this. Oh, fucking hell, he's having. And there he's talking to some asshole. Oh,
yeah. Doesn't even notice I'm here sitting under the table.
Yeah, and now, for the first time, I ever realised what my dad must have been like taking me to a pub.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when he gave you. Although it wasn't his crew, at least there's no show. That was mental. Your dad taking you to the pub, and you're seven. And giving you a packet of crisps and like two cokes you'd have, and you're like back when cocaine was still in the shit. And then then you start getting a bit giddy, and he's like, "Will you stop moving? Jesus Christ, can you not sit down?"
Yeah.
You're like, "No, I actually can't.
I'm a child.
I'm seven." I don't know what to do. I've not had 2 weeks off holidays.
Did you not famously do solo type holidays? You know, when you were younger, did you not do sort of mad?
I've gone everywhere
things,
on my own.
Pretty biking things.
I did a couple of bike trips on my own. Yeah.
I just realised. Can you not do a what do you call that thing where all mad bikers get together and do route fucking 115 or whatever they do?
Route 66. I did route 66. Yeah, I've done everything I wanted to do. To be honest, like, quite. You know, like.
But what about the newfound scooter club? Can you not? Yeah. Is there no sort of scooter related holidays?
Scooter holidays? Oh,
I'm sorry, I have just turned you into the saddest fucker in the world.
I know, yeah. Is there nothing you can do? Is there none of your friends want to go away with you?
When you start saying to somebody, well, is there no scooter related?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the equivalent of, like, you know, fucking. Do you not watch Caravan Weekly or
anything? Yeah, yeah. Is there nothing? No. Would the lads in the club, they wouldn't take you with their wives. No.
That's the predicament
I'm in. Everybody's, they all plan their holidays with their partners, whatever. Lads' holidays aren't a thing anymore. Not really.
Are they not?
Well, not when you're my age. Not when you're knocking on the door at 50 and they're not really. Like, I suppose, unless you like that, it's a club situation and you're heading off.
Because I never had this.
They are going to Croatia. I wasn't invited. But they are.
Who's going to Croatia?
The scooter club are going to Croatia. Yeah, in one of them left today.
Croatia's
actually
lovely.
I know Croatia's lovely. Guess what? I was there in me fucking old about 10 in 2003. Yeah, so I know Croatia's lovely. Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic.
Jesus,
I'll go the week after they come back.
God, you must have predated the selfie. Or whatever, because it wouldn't be like you could turn around and say to whoever you are with, here, take a photograph of me in front of this.
No.
You had to literally try and get a timer on the fucking.
It's just pictures of the bike. That's all it is. It's pictures of me bike parked all around the world.
So you're
That's
in,
all it is.
You're in none of your own holiday photographs.
No, I'm in one, but it was a fella who played a joke on me. So I was in swimming in the sea. And he picked up my camera, because it was he still had a camera at the time. And he looked, made it as if he was going to run away. And I don't have a big panic face. He took a picture and put it down and he was laughing.
So,
and that's it. Me terrified.
So one of your best holiday stamps is you looking shocked.
Me looking terrified in the water. Yeah.
That's amazing.
There's just pictures of me bike all over the place. And I used to go away every January. That was my thing when I was gigging.
Yeah.
Because there's nobody has money to go out in January. And then after a few years, you realise that you're not going to get booked. And you realise your career isn't over. The first couple of years, you think, oh my God, I'm never going to work again. What's happening? And then you realise people just don't go out. It picks up again around Patrick's Day. Don't panic.
Yeah.
So I used to go away every January, right? That was the thing. When I was married and all, and I had experience and sons of dough, and you look forward to it all year.
Yeah.
It breaks the winter up lovely because you get two cold months, a nice hot month, you know, a couple of cold months. Lovely, yeah.
Why would you go for the whole month?
Oh, the whole month you'd go, yeah.
Jesus, that was great.
Oh, it was fantastic, yeah. And now I've 2 weeks off. I have nobody to hang around with at all. Jim thinks it's funny because he's going off with another person who's into things he's into.
Well, come here, listen. Because have you ever done the lads' holiday thing? Because so I never did that.
I never did, no.
Like, the closest I ever got was, say, going away on, like, what was supposed to be a golf trip, and was it really just an excuse to get drunk?
Yeah.
Or whatever. But, like.
No, I've done weekends.
I've never done a lads' holiday, especially
no,
not
just
a
weekends.
Sun one.
No, I've never done that. No, I've never.
And then, I mean, you know.
I'm glad I didn't do that.
I was just going to say, there's a part of me that thinks, God, well, maybe I should have, you know, but. And then
no, I'm glad
it is. I probably wouldn't have been cut out for that.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have been able to. And I'm too much of an impulsive fool as well. I'd have had scabies and tattoos and Magaluf written on them and, you know, all these things. I would have done things I regretted, you know. That pictures that would exist today of me, I don't know, acting the elephant by a pool or something. And I just wouldn't be in. So, no, it wouldn't have suited me, to be honest.
Probably good in the world we live in now that you know, that isn't past, a part of your past.
But I'll be honest with you. I've never been into that sort of wild party thing anyway. That was never my scene. Like, even when I was a young lad.
You, I'd have been too scared of it. I'd have been too scared of it.
All the drugs and all.
Oh, yeah, the whole lot.
I couldn't do it. I never was into that at all. Like, never. I mean, if you're into it, fair play to you, but whatever you want. I remember eating a hash biscuit once by accident. Oh, it fucking ruined the whole night. Ruined it. I didn't know. Your man goes, I'm just going to get a little bit of it. Oh, you know who it is now.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I went off and anyway, comes back with chocolates. That's grand. I said,
yeah.
You know me and chocolate, like. So I had one of these cookie things and he goes, oh, you didn't eat the whole fucking thing. I was like, yeah, I did. Yeah, he did. And he said, ah, horse, you don't smoke. You know what I mean, horse. He starts giving it all this. And I was there,
all they've done is have a feckin' biscuit.
Yeah, and I was there, Jesus Christ. I started getting really nervous because every time I tried to smoke the Magiwani once and I nearly burst into tears and had to run down the road. When you eat it, it's much harder on the body. It's slow release for the whole fucking night, horse. And I was like, I just went completely mute. I couldn't talk. And I was sitting in company just staring at the table. And everyone, I'm just thinking, oh, say something. Jesus, say something. Oh, Jesus, say something. And then people had asked me questions. I go, yes. Yes. Just one word answers. I was like, oh my God, this has to end. I went totally inside me. I couldn't get out of myself.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they were like, would you like a pint? And you ever get that feeling sometimes of pints? You don't get drunk. You just get really full.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I'm feeling a bit full. And then I remember walking home and pulling leaves. I'm dabbing my forehead with them. Cold, wet leaves. Oh, Jesus. It was absolutely awful.
Worst trip ever.
Yeah, it wasn't even a trip. It was just marijuana. Biscuit. You shouldn't put fucking biscuits in front. Anyway, you shouldn't put a fucking biscuit with marijuana in front of it. I'm not telling there's marijuana in it. You shouldn't and leave the room.
Exactly.
We wouldn't do it if a child was there.
True.
You know what I mean? Imagine the child ate the biscuit. No, because there's no children either of us have. But, you know, you shouldn't do that. It's ridiculous.
That's an extraordinary episode to have resulted out of just a biscuit, isn't it?
Yeah, of a biscuit,
that's
yeah.
My God.
I completely involved.
Thought it could have been that dangerous.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Mind you, having said that, I mean, and he should have been, you know, he above all people should have realised that, like, you know, the effects things like that could have had on you, considering, I mean, you had a very similar experience when all you had was a pumpkin spiced fucking latte.
I know. I totally zoned out. I know.
So, I mean, if pumpkin spice can send you...
I go.
Then what's the marijuana kind of...
No, I can't handle anything. You can't give me anything. I remember that I had very bad anxiety for a while, and I said it to the doctor, and she gave me Xanax, right? 10 Xanax or whatever.
Yeah.
So take them if you're stressed out. Jesus, man, I'd queue at the bank. Yunk, I'll have one of them. You know what I mean? I was there walking down the road. Oh, I hate this lad. Take one of them. You know what I mean?
Serious?
Yeah. Yeah,
see, she meant full-blown anxiety, as in, like, oh my God, I didn't know, you know.
Yeah, but I
like
took it as in.
You meant just mild inconvenience.
Mild inconvenience. Literally that. Nothing on telly. Oh, shite. I'll take one of them. Yeah. Jeez, I'm hungry. Fucking take one of them. I shouldn't ring the chipper again. I'll feel like a chipper in a minute.
I can't deal
with any of that stuff. No.
Wow.
No, just a pint and a bar of chocolate is about all I want to do with me life, to be honest.
Preferably a bar of chocolate without any funny business in it.
yeah, exactly.
Right, listen, folks, let's give you a few best bits from Jordan the Week. We were talking about... We were talking about getting old. That's what it was. And apparently we were... it turns out I was fecking over the hill completely. You squeezed in on one the skin of your teeth.
Yeah, according to this ridiculous thing anyway, we're basically all washed up anyway, that's
completely,
for sure.
Yeah. So the stuff about, like, when are you too old to do certain things? So we were talking about that. Also, I don't even know what this is about. When were we talking about CPR?
We were talking about CPR because I was saying about lads who think they're experts at stuff and a use of a body part to give oxygen to another person if they happen to be choking.
I remember well.
Yeah, basically...
Fair play to Clint referring to it as CPR rather than... Well, you'll hear what it was.
Yeah, feigning terrible advice,
All I'm saying to you is if you're listening to this segment on the basis of getting any tips...
Yeah, don't. Do not...
The segments that's listed as CPR is not something you're going to find in any fucking paramedical manual ever.
Yeah.
Well, it's not instructional, is what we're saying.
That's
right?
It's
not instructional. Also, we ended up talking about, of course, Wimbledon not long gone. We had a weird fact about an old Wimbledon hero of ours, John McEnroe.
That's right, yeah.
Came as quite a shock to us.
I'd say it came as quite a shock to the last one of them that he met as well.
So you'll hear about that. And also then, don't ask, we ended up talking about... penguins' accents.
Yeah, which is just... it's one of the most surreal, but yeah, brilliant realities.
Yeah, we didn't even make it up.
No,
it's a genuine thing.
It's great, isn't it? Yeah. Apparently penguins are very classist. That's all we found out. Yeah.
Anyway, have a listen. We'll talk to you the other side.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
I used to quite enjoy Wimbledon when
Same
I was a kid.
Here. Yeah, when I was young in the 80s and stuff. And when, you know, all those big names like Navratilova and...
Bjorn Borg.
All those lads. Lads. When Boris Becker was only a young lad, a snapper and stuff.
Exactly.
But of course... Oh, jeez, sorry, I nearly got sick there. McEnroe, John McEnroe, he was the famous name. He was the superstar of tennis when we were growing up. Like.
Yeah, and yeah, at the early part when we were kids and whatever, him and Borg and him and them. Who was the other? There was another big name, wasn't there, who was like floating around at the time as
Jimmy
well?
Jimmy Connors,
that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Jimmy Connors, yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing, like they had some brilliant battles. And of course, like McEnroe, but his attitude into tennis, we never saw anyone like him before, roaring and screaming and shouting at the umpires.
It's very entertaining.
Brilliant.
Especially because at Wimbledon, whatever about other tournaments, Wimbledon still has a touch of the old kind of like, you know...
Yeah, very stuffy.
Yeah, decorum, old chap, at all times.
Yeah, yeah. Like, could you see the price of fish and chips?
How much?
£23 for the fish and chips at Wimbledon. £23! It's no wonder McEnroe was losing his marbles.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah, you can't. I'm not paying that. But he's in the paper again today because, you know, he's definitely been famous for having anger issues. He's had anger problems.
Yeah.
And he was being interviewed yesterday around the whole Wimbledon thing. And they said to him, you know, you have your explosions and goes to the umpires and all that. And he goes, yeah, I had to see a few psychiatrists, he says, about that problem. And they said, how many psychiatrists have you seen? And he said, 37. 37. Yeah, he said 37. Yeah.
37 different psychiatrists.
37 different opinions. 37 different psychiatrists for him to get where he is.
Because he kept fighting with them
all. Probably did he? Yeah. Unfortunately, you have anger issues. Oh, yeah, do I?
Yeah.
Well,
you would say that, wouldn't you?
How would you like a personality disorder in the face? Yeah. So, it's unreal. So he said, in fairness, he says he's exactly where he needs to be. And it was a long road, he says, to get where he is now. And he feels better now than he's ever felt. So fair play to him.
So
number
37 was the one that got...
It took him 37 lads, though, or 37 doctors to get there.
How do you get through that?
I don't know. Honest to God, I don't know. It's an unbelievable amount. I haven't seen 37 anythings in my life. I haven't, you know...
Like, do you even have 37 people you know?
I'm not even related to 37 people. And he's had them all on the payroll, getting his advice and the whole lot.
So I assume he just didn't want to hear what the first 36 had to say.
I'd say
you're right. Or maybe the first 36 said, I couldn't help you.
Yeah, they'd be there going, no, you're just taking up valuable space. Everybody that comes in here, we can help except for you. You just come in and shout and roar at everybody.
Yeah.
So maybe there's nothing we can do for you, Mr. McEnroe.
I'd love to know which way it was. Whether it was him saying, no, don't like what I'm hearing here. It does sound like that, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course it was.
Yeah. Well, I'd say basically the secret was that number 37 just turned around and said to him, John, it's not your fault. It's the rest of the world is wrong.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's okay to be angry.
Thank you. That's what I've been saying to the other 36 guys.
Yeah, it's okay to be angry, John. Don't you don't need to worry about what people think of you, John.
Yeah, that's exactly what was going on.
So just take some Valium and enjoy the sunshine. You know, I don't know, like what happens there.
Yeah,
but it does seem like a bizarre number.
And does he claim to be sort of quiet now? Does he claim to be sort of in control of his anger issues or whatever?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he says it's been a hell of a ride. He said it's been a hell of a ride.
I can imagine.
He says, but he says he is in the best place he's ever been, which is great. You know.
Yeah.
But then he is
surrounded by yes men.
We're surrounded by yes men. Like, there's no other like it that. 37 is such a big number. Like, there's no, like, you know, like, oh, I used to drink, but I gave it up myself. Gave it up 37 times. You know, you start going, okay, that lad's never given up the booze.
Yeah.
You know,
imagine if you had to do that, like, with all the other things in your life. It's like, you know, just even doctor, your GP, 37 GPs, 37 mechanics every time you wanted to.
Yeah, 37 everything. Like, there's a, like, no, most people just have one. You know that we work with one lad and he makes it sound like he's their only customer. Do you know that fella? I was talking to my accountant yesterday. Yeah. And on the way home, I dropped into my florist. Your florist? What are you talking about? Yes, I was talking to my florist and she was saying geraniums are very hard to get. So I went and I checked with my GP if my nasal cavities would be able for that. And then I got into my car because I was on the way to my mechanic. You're like, what are you talking about? You don't own these people, you head case.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
We were just talking about lads who are those kind of people who, you know, they have, they just have a bang of somebody who wanted to be a in uniform.
Oh, yeah.
Wanted to be a sort of a...
They wanted to be a guard or they wanted to be, you know, a top paramedic.
People who, even though they're just part of the general, people who just take on that role. Right. Now, don't touch. Stand back, folks. Stand back. You know, one of these, they've no authority.
Yeah.
They just take it upon themselves to be, you know, listen, I'm just bringing you the information.
Yeah. I've done a safety liquids test on a building site. Hold back. I know what's going on here.
I did first aid. A few years ago. Stand back, everybody.
And when the real ambulance arrives and they're working, he goes, I've just had a look at him there and his head is round. His head is round. His jaw's where it's supposed to be. His heart is beating. Okay. I'll leave it with you from there, lads, right? That's the essentials.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like I remember doing a TV show ages and ages ago, right? And it was about litter. Right?
Yeah.
And but we met this one particular guy. I'm not going to give too many details because I don't want to be...
He don't identify the poor fella.
But let's just say he took his job very seriously. Like, he was dressed like somebody from a SWAT team.
You're joking.
No, I'm serious.
He was out to catch litters.
It was full utility belt stuff. Vest things, like, you know, all the...
You're joking.
All the accoutrements.
That, like, assault things, like, to attack litter bugs.
Put it this, like, I don't know what was, you know.
Was he hired by anyone, or?
Oh, no, he had a job with an official council.
Oh, I thought he was, like, the weirdest superhero ever. Trash man.
No, he was.
Hey, yo.
He was an official, but I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Ultimately, it was about, you know, about littering. But he was in, it looked like he was in full SWAT gear.
And hiding in bushes and all, waiting for kids to drop ice cream cones.
Not quite. But anyway.
But I know the way
you get that type, though, don't you? You get that type of person.
Like a job's worth, yeah.
So. And people who just kind of, they have a sort of, there's something in them. They need to, you know, they want to have a little bit of authority or something, or a little bit of control, or a little bit of, you know, rise above.
Yeah. You even get it when they're not taking part in it. Like, do you know how many times have you been at a football match or something, and a player gets injured, or you see something happening on the road and they're not even involved, but they're standing beside you going, they're doing that all wrong.
Yeah.
They're after lifting that fella up there now. That could break his neck. Yeah. See them? See them? You're supposed to remove the trousers when you're forced on scene. Trousers off. Yeah. You're supposed to breathe into their mickeys. Use the testicles as miniature lungs. And when, because he's choking there, and he's choking and he's going to die. So you have to get his fluid, you have to blow into it. And when the balls fill up with oxygen, you save his life. They're doing it all wrong.
Wow.
And you're like, really? Yeah, you'd know, would you? You'd know.
What an extraordinary paramedic course you were on.
What course did you learn that on?
Oh, no, didn't learn it in a course. Saw it in History Channel. It's how you revive aliens. There's a tribe in the Amazon and they swim underwater when they're hunting. They leave their willies out of the water to breathe.
That's what
they
do. God.
They leave the hang their willies out and then they can stab a fish with the other hand.
I want to see that documentary.
Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
If you've ever heard yourself saying, right, or you've heard somebody else saying about themselves, you know, I'm too old for this.
Yeah.
Well, this could be of interest to you, right? Because now you can actually stick a number on exactly when that phrase should apply.
Yes, you actually can. There's a company called Retire Savvy. And, you know, they help people go from work life into retirement, basically, is what they do. You know, help ease that transition in your life because it's a big transition.
Yeah, because for a lot of us, you know, your work is your life. That's it. You know, everything revolves around it, like, for donkey's years.
That's true. You know, so. And that's definitely true with Jim. I come in and watch him do it every day and I think, like, this is it. This is his life, you know. And You know, yeah. And then
but
I jump.
You know, people identify. Well, in this game, like, you know, you do end up, you identify with your job. You're known as that person from whatever. And
oh,
a lot
yeah.
of people do end up identifying with a job. So when they're not doing that anymore, it can be a bit of a trauma for them.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I mean, Jim's made loads of transitions from the days of Drive-By Jimmy and Finglas, and then he reformed himself and started radio, and now wow. to being basically what is a social carer.
Yeah. You know, so and you completely passed over my time among the primates of...
Oh, yeah. from
the Yetis.
No one even knows how he got out of the jungle originally.
This is shocking. This is shocking. And I suspect now that we're talking about retirement, I'm going to get a kicking over being old.
Yeah,
well,
yes. Yeah. So apparently, Jim, you should literally just give up on life altogether because they've done a list of things that you should stop doing when you get to a certain age. Right?
Okay, right.
This is what they say now. This is why you stop, right? These
so
are people.
I'm not coming out of this well, am I?
Neither of us are.
Oh,
unfortunately,
that's a relief. I keep forgetting that you're old as well.
Yes, yes.
Because I keep relating to you in terms of your mental age.
Yeah. Can I tell you something? It's no wonder both of us need therapy after this show. So basically, they tell you, so they say things like this, right? No more tattoos or piercings after the age of 38. That's what they say. No, I booked in on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I booked in on Tuesday. I literally got a tattoo of you 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah. And my first ever tattoo didn't arrive till I was 50.
Yeah. So, yeah. So that's what
right,
they
say. Right, so we messed up on that
messed
one.
Messed up on that right. one. They say no more bikinis on the beach after 46. I think we're both safe there
God,
for a
thank
while.
Thank God there's at least one that we get away with.
Yeah, and like lowering hemlines. No, you should lower your hemline after 39. There are these things are always much more harsh on women than men. They're ridiculous
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Although, to be fair, in our case, the hemline probably should be the T-shirt because you need that bit of extra fabric to go over the gut.
Oh, and...
just mean. So the hemline needs to be down to your knees.
Yeah. And you know what I've
stop
noticed
your belly hanging
about
under
the gut? I never realised. The further out the front of me gut is going, right?
Yeah.
The quicker it jumps out the back of me trousers. Because you know the way you tuck in so you'd be nice and warm? And
yeah,
you,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then you lean forward. And I just lean forward on the bike. And sure, me shorts are running down the back. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Right, so in fairness, we may have to adopt the hemline.
We may have to do that. So you should stop going to music festivals when you reach 45. Gone. You're over the hill. Me and Jim going on Sunday, this Sunday, Jim yeah. and I are going to Forever Young.
Yeah, to do the show. And wow, that's great. So, and we shouldn't be going. We're too old. We should be, they shouldn't let us in.
Shouldn't let us in, yeah.
Great.
Yeah, we should stop wearing skinny jeans at 47. Which is, I don't know, I was never a skinny jean merchant myself.
It depends on what you define. Yeah, no, I have a few skinnies. I took stick last week on social media. Because remember I had me ripped jeans on one of the days because it was very warm. I thought it might be cooler to have me ripped jeans on. Less bit of airflow.
Oh, they're nice. They're cool jeans.
Yeah, I thought so.
But you don't, I've never...
People slagging me on Instagram saying, well, did you raid your young lad's wardrobe, did you?
Ah, no, they're nice jeans.
Unbelievable.
I never saw you in skinny jeans. If you wore skinny jeans, you'd look like a French bulldog standing at a counter.
I can't believe the level of abuse.
Yeah.
Just get my therapist on the phone, will you? Instantly. Get my counsellor on the phone.
Apparently, we should stop using social media at 47. That's me.
To be honest with you, I'd be a fan of that one. I'd nearly take that on board.
You would,
I think my next post is going to be, I'm literally too old for this.
Yeah,
good luck.
Good luck. Good luck and good night. It's something I could never do. Stop going to discos and nightclubs and all that at 44.
Never a mad fan
of
that anyway.
I stopped going. I was
24.
17. I was like, this is a bit loud.
Yeah. What, can we not just not go home?
Yeah, even when I was 19, someone would go, I meet you at 6 o'clock, and I go at night. 6 at night. Well, I can't meet you at 6. I won't get home till midnight then. So that's the what. And then you should never mow the grass with your top off after 25. I'll do whatever I want in my own garden if you don't mind. Whatever about the other ones, but I'll do it. And
can't mow your grass with your top off.
No,
after 25
in your own garden. I suppose maybe you're one of those mad lads that just goes and does the neighbour's garden or whatever. Maybe it's your job. I'm just calling up topless, mid-50s, knocking on the door. How are you, love?
That'd be an interesting twist on it, yeah. The topless gardener.
Yeah.
Topless gardener, call 087.
The top...
So do you need a topless gardener? A middle-aged man, nearly in the nude, to do your grass while he's just been tattooed and has a tattoo of his friend? I think I've just seen my future, Jim.
Oh, my God.
And they also say you should stop wearing runners as your shoes, as your main shoes, after you're 49. So that's you gone, allowed to wear runners.
I literally...
Yeah.
Every day.
Every day.
I mean, short of a funeral or a very fancy occasion, all I have is runners.
Yeah, I know. I'm not changing my runners here.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'd probably still be wearing the same pair of runners.
Considering the amount of people who commented on the hole in your runners.
You see the cheeky sods? Buy yourself a new pair of shoes. Mind your own business. I'm fat and middle-aged.
I'll do what I like. I'm going out now to mow me grass.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
They've been studying penguins in South Africa, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they've realised that penguins, if they hang around with each other long enough, like say two different, I don't know what you call a collective group of penguins, two gangs of penguins meet each other, say, that they, if they start like going around with each other, or maybe one of the little boy penguins starts to like one of the little girl penguins, their linguistic patterns start to match each other. So effectively, wow. To put
like,
that in...
Like foreign footballers who end up playing for Liverpool.
Exactly like that, actually.
Scandinavian types who end up with Scouse accents.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So penguins, they start to adopt each other's accents if they hang around with each other long enough. So who knew that penguins,
musical ear.
They had different accents from different places that they come from. And they do have a musical ear. They do seem to start to copy each other if they hang around with each other long enough. Basically, penguins have telephone voices is what happens. I love that. I love that there's penguins with different accents. I love that the North Pole penguins and South Pole penguins, you know, meet each other. All right, look at this lot over here. One's deadly looking. And then,
I hope they're not looking at me.
Yeah.
You know,
I see those people from the North Pole down again, holidaying.
South Pole penguins are like, we're going out, guys. We're going to absolutely be sending it.
Yeah.
We're going out there.
Yeah. We're going to have such an amazing snowball fight.
Brilliant, yeah. And the North Pole penguins are going, oh, they're with that. Oh, Matt, yeah. I'm nearly getting eaten by a seal. Do you see that? I got my fin in the head, I did. She got my fin in the nose.
I mean, I'm not big up on me penguin knowledge. I'm going to fess that up to you straight away, PJ. But I'm just wondering, like, what countries are we talking here? We're only talking sort of North and South Pole. Like that.
Yeah, well, they're not even in the North Pole. They're only, that's only polar bears, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there's only South Pole and South Africa.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So at least, they would roughly speak the same language, would they? It would just be the accents.
It's just the accents that changes, yeah.
Right.
It's just great, isn't it? Even the thoughts of like, the way they eat fish.
Do penguins migrate anywhere at all? Like if they, so obviously if they migrate, well then based on your story, that means that they then decide to adopt that accent.
Yeah.
So if they move, like you did, like if you were the penguin, like when you went to Dunleary,
yeah.
Suddenly you were hanging out at the boat club and everything and talking about Bono.
Exactly, yeah.
And then you came back to your man's.
And then I came back to
And you're straight into sort of
I
like,
came back to Jim McCabe and I was like, oh, no, you're Jimmy. What's going on here?
Yeah, hanging out with the lad from Finglas.
Drive-by Jimmy from Finglas. All right, drive-by Jimmy. What's the story?
And actually, here's a good point, right? Mark has just pointed out, what about penguins then that are in zoos?
Yeah.
So are the lads in Dublin Zoo, they're full-on dubs now, are they?
Of course they are, yeah. They're living Dublin in accents. Town. They're towny penguins.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And then penguins in...
They've got cotton chips there when you're ready, love.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Scampi bucks. I love a scampi bucks.
Are going in to feed them and all that. Yeah, give us two cod.
Yeah.
What are you having? She's here now with the bucket. What are you having? Give us two cod and just scampi for him.
He's now. No smoke left. No smoke left. I might be all that. And then they bring in a new penguin, drop him in, and he's there going, smoke salmon, please. Smoke salmon, please.
Exactly, yeah.
Brown bread.
Do they do any avocado in this place, do you know?
Sushi, please. Yeah. It's a sashimi. Have you heard of sashimi?
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Oh, there we go, folks. Some of the best bits from Glory Days. No, this is Glory Days.
This is Glory Days from the show, the week.
Morning Glory.
Morning Glory.
Oh, I might tell you something. My memory's shot. Must be the heat. That's where we started all this, talking about the heat.
Talking about the heat, yeah.
You ended up turning into a drug baron in the middle of it all.
Oh, I'm such a lightweight, isn't it? It's terrible, you know. People always say, why do you drink Smittix and all? It's because I'm such a lightweight, even with alcohol, that I have to be very careful, you know, and it's only 3.something%.
You can be very careful and responsible about certain things. Like,
yeah.
When we were talking about the heat, now I know we don't have the sun, or well, up to the point we're recording this, we haven't had enough sun to go with our heat. We've had one good day or whatever. But you're full-blown factor 50 man, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Like, you're not a million miles away from the old hanky on the head.
No, I'm not, actually. You're right. I'm not a million miles away. And that's another reason I'm raging. I bought Factor 50 in May, the end of May.
Right.
A bottle of the shit, a tenner. A tenner. I've used it once. Yeah. Like, that's...
Where's the value in that?
There's no value
in
that.
Does that stuff go off, does it?
I hope not, because I use the same bottle of Factor 50 for years.
Mad if it said, do not leave in the heat or something.
Yeah, but it probably does, yeah. It probably does. It's probably some stupid disclaimer that gets them out of trouble like that, yeah.
Oh, man, yeah. Because the old Factor 50, I tell you. I have to confess, though, ever since you said it to me, I've started doing that.
Oh, yeah, it's the only job once you start, yeah.
I used to be one of those guys that would, you know, be trying to weigh up. I thought it was even possible to do it, to weigh up the level of sunshine.
Oh, yeah, no,
That feels like about a 15 day today. Or that's it. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean,
and
yeah.
And there's no resemblance to anything.
Not at all. And you still get tanned, even with the 50, though. Like, people think you don't get tanned. You do. You just don't get scalded or roasted. Like, it's just hard to rub in. Factor 50 is tough. Like, it's thick. Yeah. You know the way? You know when you get Factor 10 or whatever? You rub it, it's in your skin, and that's it. Factor 50 is like... It's like polishing a car or something.
And imagine what it's like when you're hairy.
Oh, I can know. Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure, you probably end up with plaits and everything. Dreadlocks coming out of your tits.
Wow.
Yeah. That's an image.
It could be. Yeah, in fact, I think we all need time to get over that one.
Have you seen Jim's Diddy Locks? They're fucking deadly there. Don't see that like it.
Diddy Locks?
Yeah, he's got two. Yeah, it's brilliant. He's got like two Bob Marleys under his shirt.
Diddy Lock called you dick. Get out.
Okay, sorry.
Get out.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.